Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. That means it's time to Ask T. Frank, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1. That's $1 on any football game this week, and you receive $150 in free bets instantly. You can't beat this deal. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three. So we are going to take your questions, and we're going to ask T. Frank. This is where you download our app, Keystone Sports. There's a nice button there. It says Ask T. Frank. You push that button. You send in your questions. The best question of the week will get that KSN polo shirt, just like the one T. Frank is wearing and looking so good. And T. Frank, we had our contest. The winner was Brad from Perkasie. He got the RV for the Indiana game, which is a good time to mention. Indiana game is now a night game. If you're looking for some place to stay in State College, especially now that it's a night game, you got to call Mark at GoPSURV, RV all set up and waiting for you. Just call Mark at 800-519-8467. Mark could give you all the details. A great way to spend the weekend. All right, T-Fank, ready for your questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Wow, we got multiple different Brads this week. Let's start with Brad in Harrisonburg, Virginia. It seemed like Auburn's defensive game plan was to focus on stopping the run and make Clifford beat them, which seemed logical until a few days ago. But after the show Sean, the wideouts, and the tight ends put on, do you think teams will continue to do that, or will they drop seven or eight players and bet the defensive line can stop our run game?
I think it'll depend on how you want to specifically attack that. I think the advantage here, and what we talked about in the first quarter, is that I do think you can defeat the Penn State run game with less players. And Penn State's aware of that as well. That's why they've been trying to get as many plays on the perimeter as they have. The quarterback run game, that there's a couple quarterback powers that they were trying to get guys to over-pursue, some of the end-arounds and jet sweeps. There's no way around it. The interior of the Penn State offensive line has not performed to the level you would hope if you're Mike Yursich or a Penn State football fan. They are being beat. And that is something that if you can do that, if you can get penetration with one or two guys on the interior and shut that down, that just means you can deploy other resources elsewhere. And as long as that ability to defeat the run shows up even a little bit as a pass rusher, then you will have the ability to control the game with just four, maybe five, along the defensive line at times with a couple timely blitzes. And then you can do a lot of different things in the secondary. You can put more guys in coverage. You can double Jahan Dotson. You can try and do some more creative things defensively. But what it came down to in that game, to me, was there was no pressure on Sean Clifford, or relatively no pressure on Sean Clifford, and he delivered. And if that's the case going forward, and you do have to deploy more resources, then those deep shots are going to show up. Because it's a simple math problem. If you have to rush five, or you have to bring a blitz and bring six, that's one-on-one coverage in the secondary. And Jahan Dotson has shown that if you give him one-on-one coverage, he will win. And he will win big at times. And Sean Clifford, he just needs to put it up there for him to get the ball. So to me, I kind of moved on from the Penn State rushing attack because it seems set in my mind that they are what they are. And then it becomes now, are they good enough in pass protection to keep Sean Clifford upright and to have a winning game plan? And so far, I think the answer is yes. As inconsistent as they've been on the ground, they have been consistent as pass protectors. And if you want one or the other, to me, if you're picking, you got to pick pass protection over run blocking.
And I'm beginning to have enough confidence in this offensive coordinator. If the defense says, we're going to take this away from you, he's going to do that. He's going to find where you aren't. And there's now, it seems, enough weapons. If it were just Jahan Dotson, fine. But there's some other people who can catch the ball and be dangerous. People like Parker Washington and Keandre Lambert-Smith. I think they've shown they're pretty good players also. You can't forget about that.
Yep.
So
yep.
Let's keep going with this Brad thing. Now it's Brad from Dearborn Heights, Michigan, who says he doesn't have a question, but just a statement. Boy, am I glad Jahan Dotson decided not to go to UCLA. I would bet Chip Kelly wishes he had number 5 out there in blue and gold, but I'm so thankful he chose the right combo of blue and white. I'm going to turn this into a question for you, T. Frank. I hope I'm not going too far here. Going back to when Jahan Dotson was in high school, if y'all remember, he was committed to UCLA. UCLA makes the coaching change to Chip Kelly, and all of a sudden, apparently, he lost interest in Jahan Dotson. We all now see what he can do at the collegiate level. Do you remember watching him in high school? And would you think Chip Kelly deciding, nah, I'm not so crazy about this guy coming from the East Coast? How would you react to what you saw of Jahan Dotson on tape in high school? Do you remember seeing him?
So he was a late add to the class, and I did not, all truthfully, I did not watch a lot of game film on Jahan Dotson, but I did obviously see the highlights. And I think with Chip Kelly, his offense is a little more vertically based. So Jahan in high school was much more of the intangible guy than he was the height, weight, speed, right? I mean, that's still the knock on Jahan at this point. I was talking to Mike Renner of PFF, and he says, I'm a fan of Jahan Dotson, but just going forward into the NFL, he's going to be giving up 20 pounds to some cornerbacks, and as much as he's good at the contested catches and those crazy plays, he is giving up size. So even now when he's kind of coming into his own, there are those concerns. And if you're Chip Kelly and you want either size or speed to stretch the defense vertically and horizontally, I guess that's what he had in mind. I think that's a mistake, because what you saw on film was everything you see now. It's just he has developed and polished all those skills. He was a really elusive player. He was good at the little things, and the smooth, natural ability to run routes was apparent in high school. And he's just gotten better at all of those things and then shown that he's a vertical contested catch monster. Like, there's no way around it. He is phenomenal with the ball in the air, and that is something that translates beyond just size.
I loved on the one catch where Chris Fowler said, oh, ball is overthrown. Wait a minute. No, it isn't. He went up and got it. So it was a very impressive catch. All right, let's move on from the Brads. Let's go to Joe in Ebensburg, who says, hi, T. Frank, love the analysis. Is Penn State underwhelming you at the running back position? It seems to me we need someone in there with a slight home run threat ability. There were times Saturday where it looked like State had everybody blocked and our running back still could only muster a couple yards. Are we sure Kevon Lee isn't our best back at the moment? Noah Kane underwhelmed me. Thank you.
Yeah. So this is something I've talked about a couple of different places. This was a concern of mine coming into the season, all the way back in spring ball, of where's the explosive plays. John Lovett showed me something on Saturday that I think he is going to factor in more and more as the season goes on. Kevon Lee, you're right, but he keeps making poor decisions with the football. That's the problem. Is Penn State is the ball is the program, is what every college and NFL team says. And he fumbled and he's made some questionable decisions. As much as he's broken an insane number of tackles and he has made people pay for getting near him as defenders, he's made too many mistakes trying too hard. So until he kind of calms down and stops trying to win the job with every run, he's going to be a consistently inconsistent part of this rushing attack. But for Noah Kane's part, I don't think this is any fault of his own, because everything he's doing is within his power. I just think he's not recovered from what happened to him last year, and truthfully, two lower body injuries in 2 years. So this is a consistent thing for Noah Cain. He doesn't have the same power behind his legs. Like, there's just, it, to me, it's painfully obvious that that's the case. So yes, I think that that is a part that's missing, and that is what can overcome some shoddy blocking. But it's going to have to, I don't think at this point it's going to be Devin Ford, and I don't think it's going to be Keziah Holmes, at least this year. So it's now down to John Lovett and to Kevon Lee, if he can kind of right the ship for himself, because Noah Cain is a very valuable part of this offense. Don't underestimate him, what he's done as a receiver and what he's done as a runner, getting those tough yards and getting those yards with good, mature play style. His cutback runs have been phenomenal. So whether or not he's the player he was before, he's still a very good football player who's dependable, and that's what they need, at least right now in the running game.
All right, let's go back to our trend of Brad's. This one is Brad from Perkasy. He's our RV winner. So let's get his question in here. Brad says, how do the refs forget about a down?
I don't know how they call an intentional grounding with no pressure. So let's go back to the original sin and how they got all confused is because they threw a flag for intentional grounding on a miscommunication. The point, let's go to the very point of this. The point of intentional grounding is to avoid a sack by cheating, by throwing the football to an erroneous part of the field with nobody around you, not really attempting a pass so that you don't have to get sacked, because then there would never be a sack. Sean Clifford did not have pressure on that play. He had a clean pocket. So how can there be intentional grounding? It's missing the fundamental tenet of what intentional grounding is, the intent. It was just grounding. There was no intent. So yeah, that's how they lose track of a down, is that they were bad at their officiating in the first part. And then later in the game, as Bo Nix is falling in the pocket with a person in his face, throws it to nobody within the tackle box, they don't call intentional grounding. So I think that that's, to me, that's the part. That's it. That's the part to me right there, is that you messed that up and then you just, everything else snowballed from there.
Okay. We need to pick a winner.
Well, Brad, unfortunately from Harrisonburg, we covered that in the first segment, so I don't think we can pick that as a winner. Brad from Dearborn did not ask a question, so, and I can't give you the question answer, credit. And I think we're going to go from Joe from Ebensburg, because I think that running back discussion with Noah Cain is a really important one for the season.
All right, there you go. Joe from Ebensburg, you'll be hearing from us. Stick around from quarter number four from SaturdayTradition.com. We have our buddy Dustin Schutte in. Stick around for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.